USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service in Alabama wants to remind landowners that efforts through the Longleaf Pine Initiative continue. Leonard Jordan, Associate Chief of Conservation with NRCS in Washington, D.C., explains why these restoration efforts are so important.
There are some producers you talk to, they do it simply because it has great value to them. You know, it's aesthetically pleasing. Their families have done this for years. They've been practicing the good practices to restore and maintain the system. There is the species, wildlife, threatened and endangered species. There are so many species that only exist in a longleaf ecosystem. And the protection and restoration of that ecosystem is very, very critical to the survival of those species. So some people do it for that. Of course, you know, the longleaf tree itself can sustain higher winds. The timber is of better quality, make good poles. So there's multiple reasons that individuals find themselves intrigued and, I guess, dedicated to the restoration of the longleaf ecosystem.
Jordan says many folks have become involved in the restoration efforts.
The effort has grown. It created a lot of energy, enthusiasm, and as a result of that, many more partners than we ever could have imagined have stepped up, willing to contribute in a manner that contribute to the restoration of the longleaf ecosystem, and we're excited about that.
To learn more about the Longleaf Pine Initiative, just contact your local NRCS office. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.